Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. Maria, what's on TV? This better be good, or you are fired.
With new Sky original Mother Teresa, For the Love of God. Watch exclusively on Sky.
Now, with our Maria not being here, Emer is going to tell us what's on the telly for the weekend. So a big quiz shows back. You want to do that first? You want to get back to that
later? Let's get into it. Beat the Chasers, back Saturday night, 20 okay. past 9. People love The Chase. And this is the one where they have people trying to catch, like contestants around the UK are trying to catch The Chasers.
The Chasers, yeah. Yes. Very. So it's an advancement of The Chase.
Of The Chase. It's gotcha. No tipping point. Which I'll stand over.
I'd have
is
to
the
agree.
Best show on television, but anyway.
I think Tipping Point is 2. And Countdown's 1 for me. Tipping Point is 2. I don't even like The Chase.
I like The Chase, but I'd do Tipping Point any day of the yeah. week over it. Although I don't know if it's I've just been watching the same 8 episodes of Tipping Point for the last 5 years.
that channel W, that just has Tipping Point on at all times. It's brilliant. Yes, and all yeah. the family just tune in to watch it, so it's grand.
Just because you like the things falling off the ledge.
So much so.
There's such an element of chance.
Yeah.
And then sometimes the prizes aren't great, so it's even better. Like, they could win 10 grand if they get the gold coin, but then they lose all the money they have. So yeah. they take a risk, but they already have 7 grand, and then they just lose everything. Oh.
Drop Zone 4, please.
The peril.
Very exciting. Anyway, yes, that's not the show.
Chase,
it's
Beat the
Chase.
Chasers, Saturday Beat the Chasers. Night, 20 past 9. I feel like you'll be into the late this week, Dave.
Okay.
So it's a kind of a special edition because it's 100 years of Irish football, which I didn't realise.
Oh, that's right. The FAIRC has 100 years
yes,
of football. Yeah,
so
yeah.
Michael D. Higgins, President of Ireland, is going to be live in studio.
Always
he's
like
going to be
Michael.
Talking a bit about that as well as being president and a couple of other bits that he's up to and seminars on the War of Independence and everything. They're going to have Paul McGrath, Niall Quinn, David O'Leary, Paddy Bonner and Shay Given.
Wow.
Chatting all things Irish football.
Whatever about me loving it, it's a shame Maria's not here because Paddy Bonner is her all-time
yes.
biggest crush.
She had a teenage crush on Paddy Bonner.
I was
fact,
even
pre,
childhood.
Pre-teen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Definitely going for a certain demographic there with all those footballers.
yeah. Well, that's the late show demographic.
30 years ago. surely we've produced someone in the last 30 years
well,
we could have on the show.
Some of the new up-and-coming stars coming on as well. So it's a whole thing about okay. the Irish football scene. And there's music from David Gray.
Okay, oh yeah, David Gray was playing last night. Yeah.
It's kind of all very much like big cultural moments of the last 20 years come aboard. There's not a huge amount on TV show wise, so there's actually a couple of really good films on over the
okay.
weekend. So the first one I'm going to recommend is it's on BBC One Saturday night, 20 past 10. Crazy Rich Asians. I don't know if either of you have seen
that. I never saw that.
It's really, really good. Yeah, it was out a couple of years ago. So essentially, it's a story of this couple who meet in New York and they go home to meet the parents, but the boyfriend's parents are insanely rich.
Gotcha.
And they live in Singapore. And
but he didn't reveal this
no,
before they went over.
Aware
yes,
until
gotcha.
They're kind of on the plane, and it's just the glamour and everything. But it's actually really, really funny. It's well worth a watch. That's BBC on Saturday night. I, for some reason, and I don't know why, I love zombie movies and zombie TV shows. I don't
Same.
Particularly have any, like I've never seen like The Walking Dead or anything.
All
I
right.
kind of like cheesy ones. Like, so for example, Zombieland Double Tap.
Yeah.
Not a particularly great zombie film, but I love it. And it's on Channel 4 on Saturday night, so I'm absolutely going to watch it.
What was the other one that you like, Shaun of the Dead?
I've never seen Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, if you like cheesy zombie movies, you should absolutely watch Shaun of the Dead over the weekend as well as Zombieland.
Yeah, I have a zombie
tap.
Marathon.
There
There's also a great show on Netflix, and I use the word great with a pinch of salt here, called iZombie, like as in like iPhone, but it's iZombie, and it's about a girl who gets turned into a zombie and tries to disguise it, but then she gets a job working in a morgue, and using her zombie-ness of having to eat brains, she solves crimes.
What's the
like the premise isn't great, but it's actually really good.
What's the Disney zombie kids? Is it just called Zombies? That movie, that's there are two movies. And it's on Disney Channel, and it's really good if you've got kids. But I actually really like it as well. And it's singing and dancing. It's like a Disney musical movie. But it's so it's like half of the high school are zombies, and half the high school are like regular preppy kids. And one of them is kind of in between.
Ooh.
So honestly, it's very
See,
good.
See, zombies kind of fascinate me, but I don't like scary things. I do not watch anything with peril in it because I who has the time?
Well, then you absolutely need to watch Zombies on Disney
zombie
Channel.
Watch.
Although you recommended something which myself and my family have gotten massively into, which is the show on Netflix called Old Enough.
Yes.
Which is the Japanese show where they send toddlers on errands. It is the most addictive television.
Joyous?
It's like 7 or 8 minutes each episode. And there's literally one toddler who's been sent on a mission. And obviously it's narrated in Japanese in that crazy Japanese game show style, but they have subtitles. And so the first one I ever saw was this like toddler who was sent to walk. He was two and he had to walk a kilometer along a motorway to a shop to do the messages and come back. And it's honestly the cutest, most wholesome thing you can ever watch. So
just amazed they managed to get these kids to do anything at all.
Yeah.
I have a 10-year-old. I can't get her to take her plate out of the sitting room. These kids are walking a kilometer to the petrol station.
They're getting all excited in there. It's brilliant. So yeah, Zombieland is on Saturday night. And then Hustlers is on RT1 on Sunday. That's J-Lo and Lizzo's in it. Cardi B's in it. Julia Stiles, huge cast. It's kind of like an Ocean's 8 kind of thing, but they work
gotcha,
in a strip
girl
club.
Power.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And then I'll give you one, very selfishly, one very good streaming recommendation, because it contains two of my favourite people ever, one being Andy Samberg and the other being an American comedian called John Mulaney. Chip and Dale, do you guys ever watch them when you were younger?
Oh, the cartoon, yeah.
Yeah, it's back, but it's now voiced by John Mulaney and Andy Samberg. It's a film for the kids and for the adults, and it's streaming now on Disney Plus.
Excellent. Emer, thank you very much.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.